We are studying the book of Revelation, and today we are going to study the chapter 7. This chapter 7 seems to be a very simple chapter, but many people make this chapter very complicated. The reason why we will see as we study. Let's read Revelation chapter 7, starting from verse 1.
And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree.
In those days, people did not know the earth was round. But he is not talking the earth is flat. He's talking about the direction, east, west, north, and south. And so the angels were able to stand four corners of the earth, and they had a power to stop the wind. God sent this angel to stop the wind, so wind should not blow on earth or on the sea or on the trees. So he stopped everything until he was going to seal the 144,000, the servants of God. Let's read verse 2.
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads.
Now here another angel coming and standing, and he is having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. So we can see there are four different angels, and they had power to hurt the sea and the earth. But he said, now you stop everything because they are going to seal the 144,000 people. Now he says, until we. I don't know how many angels were there to sealing the 144,000, the children of Israel. And so we see they have to do this job until each and every person is sealed. The air is not going to move. Nobody can hurt tree or sea or anything until this job is done. Verse 4.
And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
And all the tribes of the children of Israel. Now, it is not difficult to understand from this verse, these people are sealed from the children of Israel, the tribe of children of Israel. Now, many people are saying these people are sealed, 144,000, they will be evangelists in the time of tribulation. But I believe these people will not be evangelist, and I'm going to prove it to from the Word of God. Because these people, these 144,000 people are sealed, and God has given a special order to angels and the enemies not to touch them, not to kill them, not to hurt them. Even though they were putting the numbers, he said, don't hurt anything until we seal. And after they were sealed, they were not supposed to hurt these people. And so many people are thinking, oh, these people will be then evangelists and doing the Lord's work around the world. Now just think. Do you see any children of Israel? 144,000 people are ready right now to do the Lord's work around the world. Can you see it now? No. If Jesus Christ comes today, then the tribulation has to start right away. And so we don't see these numbers. We don't see these people. So we do not know, are these people are evangelists, and how can we prove it to them they are not evangelists? Because many people are getting mixed up with 144,000 sealed in Revelation chapter 7 and 144,000 sealed in Revelation chapter 14. Now, when those people, whoever teaching, and if you heard their teaching, what they will say, because the seventh chapter we read that do not hurt these people, and these people will be preserved for the millennium kingdom. Nobody can hurt them, and so they will be preserved for the millennium kingdom. But the chapter 14, Revelation chapter 14, if you read, and read first 4-5 verses.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth.
Now here it says, these people are redeemed from the earth.
These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins.
This 144,000 in the chapter 14 and 144,000 in chapter 7, they are not the same people. We just read in chapter 7, they were sealed from tribe of Israel, and we're going to look their names and numbers and everything. But here is saying these people in chapter 14, they are redeemed, and they did not defile themselves with a woman. Woman, we are talking about the woman is the world system, the demonic forces. So we are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Once we are washed and God sees us through the blood of Jesus Christ, he sees us righteous, redeemed, holy saints of God. And so these are the people. Read verse 5 and then we go back to the Revelation 7.
These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
Now again, redeemed, first fruit, and all these verses we're reading, those scriptures are belong to the church. Okay, verse 5.
And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God.
Now here he's saying, in their mouth there is no guile, they have no fault, and they are going with Jesus Christ wherever he goes, and they are without fault before the throne of God. That means when God sees these people, he says they are spotless, nothing sin in them, their mouth or their life, everything is pure. And so these people are going where the Lamb is. And the Lamb goes wherever we go, means the Lamb is not only Lamb is Jesus, but the Lamb also called the Shepherd. So the Jesus Christ says, I am a good shepherd and my sheep will hear my voice. And wherever he goes, the sheep should follow the shepherd. So this group, Revelation chapter 14, 144,000 represents the church of God or the bride of Christ. Let's go back to the Revelation chapter 7 and start reading from verse 5.
Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephthalim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zabulon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000.
When you calculate all this, there are 144,000 altogether. So these are the people are sealed. And from this we know very clearly these people are the children of Israel, taken from the each tribe, 12,000. as I said earlier, this 144,000, God is going to preserve them for the millennium kingdom, because there are so many people are going to die in the time of tribulation. And we can see right away, we read verse 9. Please read.
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God.
It sounds like, as soon as the people were numbered, the tribulation started, and people died, and multitudes of people came to heaven, and then the situation is given. They came, and the angels around the throne, and the 24 elders and four beasts, they are all falling on their faces, and they're worshiping God. Without knowing, I'm talking about the pastors and teachers and scholars, they're thinking all these 144,000 people were preaching, that's why these people got saved. Now, all these 144,000, they were Jewish people taken from the all tribe of Israel. And all these people are coming from different nations and different countries. Now, the Jewish people not going to go to around the world to preach the gospel. Why? Because these people should be protected and kept a separate for the millennium kingdom. Let's read the Revelation chapter 9, verse 4. Even the Antichrist cannot destroy these people.
And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
See, only people were allowed to kill and destroy the people who do not have seal of God in their foreheads. So, these people will be protected. Now, these people call the children of Israel. And so the children of Israel, 144,000 is a number, it's not a small number, it's a big, big number. In the Old Testament, and even the time of Jesus, when he was feeding the 5,000 people, they said the 5,000 number was given, not number of men. So the ladies and children and babies number was not given. So 144,000, if the men was counted, then we don't know their wives and children also there. And so what happened to these people? The devil has no power to destroy them or kill them. So let's go to the Revelation chapter 12 and verse 6.
And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
Now, when you say woman, this woman is not a real woman. This woman is an Israel nation. Now, this woman was fled to the secure place, and God was going to keep her 3.5 years secure. When you say 3.5 years, the great tribulation. So these people, 144,000 Jewish people who were sealed, those people will be taken to the secure place. They will be not killed. Many people do not believe in 7 years tribulation. Why? Because most of the time the number is given 3.5 years. 1,260, right?
Yes.
So that number, if you calculate, that has to be 3.5 years. So the point I'm making, The great tribulation is 3.5 years, and the lesser tribulation is 3.5 years. So let's read in Revelation chapter 11, verse 3.
And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
Matching the same number, isn't it? So it's a matching the same number, 3.5 years, and the great tribulation is 3.5 years. Now somebody will say, oh, these people, two witnesses, also might come in a great tribulation time. And if you take their word, and when you read the 11th chapter, right now we are not studying that chapter. When we study, I'll explain to you. When you read that chapter, these two witnesses will be killed. When the two witnesses will be killed and their bodies will be staying there 3.5 days, the Antichrist will not allow them to bury them. And after 3.5 days, the voice comes from heaven and say, come up, and they are gone. At that time, the tribulation is not over because the devil is still ruling and he is going to do more troubles. So from that, we know these two witnesses will be working 3.5 years, that's called the mild tribulation. And when they are gone to heaven, then the rest of the 3.5 years will be the great tribulation. Because even though they are gone, the devil will be still giving trouble. We will be learning that later. But here I'm proving to you, 144,000 will be protected and taken them to special place and keep them for the millennium. And go back to the Revelation chapter 12 and start reading for verse 14 to 16.
And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time.
See, time, times and half a time. This is also 3.5 years. And so the woman given the wings, because those days they didn't have the plane. So they could not use the word plane or taken them by plane and put it them in that secure place. But here he says they will be flying. They were given the wings. That means they will go by plane and protect them from their place 3.5 years. And that will be in the time of great tribulation. And so the mild tribulation, they might be there on earth, but the devil will not be harassing them 7 years completed, and they will not be troubled. When you're studying the chapter 12, we will be learning a little bit detail. And so now one point I showed it to you, that 144,000 Jewish people in chapter 7 and 144,000 Christian believers, church, in chapter 14. Why? Because this 144,000 Jewish people will be protected, and 144,000 in Revelation chapter 14 will be raptured before the tribulation, and they will be following Christ wherever the Christ goes. Because if you study that two chapters carefully, 14th chapter people are in the Mount Zion, that is in heaven. Now some people might be teaching you, oh, those 144,000 Jewish people, they were doing evangelical work, and when the evangelical work finished, they went to heaven. But they cannot go to heaven until the millennium is over, because they are protected for the millennium. If they are taken out, then there will be no Jewish people left on earth. Everybody will be killed. So the seven chapter people will be protected, and they will be preserved in the millennium. Now, some people say, oh, they are evangelists. Why I don't believe they are evangelists? Because they have to be secure going in some place, and nobody knows that place. So many PA scholars, they have the idea, but nobody knows that place. Antichrist cannot go there, and so they are in one place. protected. How can they go around the world and start preaching the gospel? And what the gospel are going to preach? They are Jewish people. They are not going to preach about Jesus Christ and the Savior and blood of Jesus Christ and all of those things. So from that, I don't think they are evangelists. And I'll give another proof to show it to you, why they are not evangelists. First of all, from 7th chapter to the 12th chapter, we see these people are sealed. Nobody can harass them. Chapter 12, they were lifted up by plane and they were secure. Middle of the time, there is no proof they were doing evangelical work. Why? Because 11th chapter, we see two witnesses, right? If the 144,000 people are preacher, why we need two witnesses there? So the God sends two witnesses, and those two witnesses got killed. If there is 144,000 evangelists, don't you think they will be protecting these two witnesses? 144,000, not the evangelist. Another proof. Go to the Revelation chapter 8 and verse 13.
And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound."
Now see, the angel is flying and giving the message. Now the 144,000 evangelists, if they are there, God can use them to give the message, right? Why he needs the angel to coming where the evangelist doing the work? Revelation chapter 14, verse 8.
And there followed another angel, saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication."
Now, here also, angel is announcing what's happening in the world. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9.
And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb."
Now, this is the message the angel is giving, and he is flying. Literally, real angel is coming and saying, "Please do not take the mark of the beast. If you take the mark of the beast, you are doomed, you will go to hell, so do not take the mark." So we don't have to wait until the angel proclaim. We should be telling all the believers, please do not take the marks of the beast or number 666 on your hand or your forehead. If you do it, you will be going to hell and there is no remedy. And so the angels are coming and proclaiming the word of God. So I am convinced these 144,000 Jewish servants are not there to preach the gospel. And so if they are preaching the gospel, then the angels do not have to come and preach. I'll give another point. Go to the Amos chapter 8 and verse 11.
"Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord."
Now see, this is the famine. The famine of the word of God. Now this never happened before, and if this is happening, this might happen in the time of tribulation. So if the time of tribulation, there will be famine, but we learn a third horse, like a black horse, and there was a scale in their hand and they were selling the items. They was not having any shortage of food, only food was expensive. One dinar if you have, you can get the one meal of food, and there was no shortage of oil, and there was no shortage of wine. So there was enough food, but only poor people do not have money, they will suffer. But here it says very plainly, there will be not the famine for the food, real food. There will be famine some other places. The famine is today. There are people having famine in Africa and some other countries. In America also, some places there is no rain and having problems. But it will be more problem in the tribulation, but at the same time it says there will be famine of the word of God. If there is a famine of the word of God, and then I have a question for those scholars, where are these 144,000 people doing? What they doing? If they cannot preach, and if they cannot give the word of God, then how can we sit there and say 144,000 Jewish evangelists, they will going the, around the world and they will preaching and the billions of people getting saved. They have no message of Jesus Christ. And even though they are chosen, I don't know who those people will be, but just think, there are some people, Messianic Jew, and some of the people will be chosen in the tribe of different tribe, and they might have a message of salvation, but they still, they have to be protected in the time of tribulation, and so they will be not going around the world and preaching the gospel from the scriptures. So if somebody tells you that, you should don't wait until the tribulation to hear the 144,000 evangelists to get saved. This is the time to get saved. Don't wait for the tribulation. In the tribulation time, there will be famine of the word of God. Nowadays, they are trying to destroy your Bibles, and they don't want to read the Bible. Do you think in the time of tribulation, you will have Bible? They will burn all the Bible. They will burn all the CDs. They will burn all the DVDs. They will not have any Christian messages in that particular time. So this is the time to get saved. Don't wait until the left behind. And go back to the Revelation chapter 7 and start reading from verse 9 one more time.
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
And now see, all these people coming from a different nations. Now if you go and see in Israel right now, there are people from India, there are people from Africa, there are people from Russia, there are people from Great Britain, and they coming from all over the world. They have one language they are teaching, but the different language people will be there. And so those people can get saved at that particular time. And some people around the world, there are billions of Christian people right now, and they are not born-again Christians. They are nominal Christians, but they do not worship idols. They worship Jesus. So what happens if they are not born again? They might be drinking, they might be smoking, they might be not ready, they might be not going to church regularly. And those people, when their loved ones who are born again, they are gone, and they read in the word of God that they will be raptured one day, and they did not believe, then those people say, oh, my wife gone and I have to go with her, or my son gone, I have to go and see him. So those are the people will give their life. And so hundreds and thousands and millions of people, he says, I could not even number the number. Now, if this you would have heard the scripture, maybe 200 years ago, and they said the earth population, I don't know what was in 200 years ago, but they will be not saying, hey, we know the number. Even though today, if you say, what is the world's of population, they can say 5-6 billion people. So the people counted, right? So that there he says that number was not able to count. So many. So we don't know within 5 years, if Jesus Christ doesn't come, we don't know the number will be double or triple, the world population I'm talking about. And so we do not know how many people will be saved when their loved ones, they go to heaven. And that's the reason these people got saved. And then he says, where these people came from? Let's read a little bit further.
And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
See what they're saying? Amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And so these people are so grateful, thankful, thinking what God has done are mighty things. And there is no word to explain. So they are saying whatever God has done, they are praising and glorifying and thanking God what God has done. And the angels all around, they are worshiping and they are on their knees. They are falling on their faces and they are singing and praising God. Verse 13.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?
Now see, one of the elders is asking the question. Now many people are saying, we already cleared this in chapter 4 and chapter 5. Many people are saying these 24 elders, 12 are the apostles and 12 are the Old Testament saints. But when we prove it to you from the word of God, these 24 elders and the four beasts and hundreds and thousands of other angels, their job to praise God day and night, and they do not get tired of doing these things. But the church is not going to do their 24 hours sitting around the throne, because they are sitting around the throne of God, but we will be sitting beside the throne of God. So we are the church, and these are the angels. Now, one of the angels is asking John the question, do you know who these people are or where these people are coming from? Now, just think, if these 24 elders and one of the elders is talking, and if that one of the elders is the church, and if the John is also apostle, don't you think that John will be one of the elders and recognize the elders? If that other person recognize who are those people, so the John could understand too? No. So the John did not understand who these people are, but the elder did, because the elder is an angel. Okay, let's read further. Verse 14.
And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them.
Now see the situation here. When you read this scripture, then you know where these people are and what they're going to do. Now, the time the church is gone, before the tribulation starts. And when there is a tribulation, in the time of tribulation, some of the people are born again, were martyrs, and they went up there. But there might be many, many people who are Jewish people. Jewish people are not going to bow down to their idols, and many Jewish people will be saved. So the most of the people will be Jewish. Very less people will be nominal Christians, because most of the Christians will be gone. And now here this coming there, where they're coming, they're saying they are coming and serving the Lord. Let's read the verse 15 one more time.
Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple.
See, hold on. He says, these people, they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. We are not going to be in the temple all the time. Now, here we see some people say there is no temple, temple is going to disappear. But this scripture says, day and night they will be worshiping God in the temple. And who is sitting on the throne? The Father sitting on the throne. Up to now we saw the Father is sitting, and the Son as a lamb. He was the one taking the book and opening the seal, and he was called the Lamb of God. But the sitting on the throne is the Father, the God. And the people are coming to the temple and worshiping God, serving the Lord day and night in the temple. Now, if you go to the Revelation chapter 21, we will be coming there and I'll explain to you there. But in there it says, I saw no temple in Jerusalem. You remember that? Jerusalem, there is no temple. And so if there is no temple in Jerusalem, then where the temple gone? Temple is not going to disappear. Why? If this scripture says they are going to worship day and night, how can the temple go and disappear? Temple will be there forever. And so all these people who are taking the palm branches and worshiping God and praising God, and they are before the temple, they represent their worship is the temple worship. And so these people will be there day and night before the throne of God in the temple, and they will be worshiping. Okay, let's read verse 16.
They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat.
Now, these people came from the great tribulation. And so in the great tribulation, they were scorching with the heat, and they had so much problem. They have hunger problem and difficult problem. And now he says, now you came here, no hunger, no thirst, no sun will be bothering you, and no heat will be bothering you. And it's a good situation for these people. They are really, really happy. They got eternal life. They are going to serve the Lord. They are going to be before the throne of God. They are going to be near the entrance of the temple or in the temple, serving the God day and night. Verse 17.
For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Now here again says, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne. We saw the Lamb was midst of the throne. Now people will get so much confused. Now here is saying the Father is sitting and the God is sitting on the throne, and the Lamb is in the midst of the throne, and people are worshiping the temple day and night. And then all of a sudden, when you go to the chapter 21, everything, we don't see it here. And then we see Jerusalem, New Jerusalem. There is no sun, there is no moon, there is no day or night. And the Father and Son will be the light for the New Jerusalem. What's happening here? People are not understanding our God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is triune God. But at the same time, that is like God the Father he has a personality, God the Son has a personality, and God the Holy Spirit. They are three persons in one unity. And so you can't be united, one God, but they are three personality. And so here, if you're reading in the Old Testament, God says the Israeli people call his wife many a time. In the New Testament, the bride of Christ for Jesus. And so we see in New Jerusalem will be the bride of Christ, because he says Jerusalem is the bride. The name is given to the building itself, that New Jerusalem was the bride coming down from heaven. So that is the bride. So that is the bride's room, bride's place. But at the same time, the temple is not going to disappear. If you remember, when we were reading the churches, seven churches, Jesus gave promise that you will be the pillar in the temple of God. And so we will be going in the temple. We can come from the temple. We can go to Jerusalem, we can come from Jerusalem, we can go to the nations and be kings and priests. So church has freedom to go everywhere. We can go to the temple, where the temple worship is going on. We can go to Jerusalem and be kings. And when you come to the temple, we be priests. And we will be going all the saved nations, and we will be serving them and bringing the glory to the kingdom of God. And so these 24 elders, they are not allowed to go anywhere, because they are angelic beings. They will be in front of throne, and surrounding the throne of God and praying and praising God day and night. They cannot move anywhere, so they are not the church. Okay, now the 17th verse we read, please read one more time. Revelation 7:17.
For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Now here say God will wipe their tears, but the Lamb, the Son, has a different job here. Now Son is saying what he's going to do, he will feed them. Now he is not going to feed them in the temple, but he is feeding them as a shepherd. Because he promised to the Israeli people, he will be their shepherd. So what he will be doing, he will be coming out of the temple, take these people and feed them, and you know, and talk to them like he is their shepherd. Let's read a couple of verses to give you some idea. Go to the Jeremiah chapter 23. And read verses 2 to 4.
Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord.
Okay. Shepherd, God is going to put a new shepherd, which these ordinary shepherds are not good shepherds. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 10 and 11.
Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off. And say, he that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he.
And so God says, I am protecting you, the people who are stronger than you, means the people who came to trouble them, to destroy them, and God will protect them, and he will be their shepherd. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 4 and 5.
As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God.
Now here also we see Jesus Christ promising the children of Israel, I will be your shepherd, and this will be in a millennium time, but at the same time in heaven, when we read Revelation chapter 7, verse 17, he said he will be their shepherd, and he will feed them, he will guide them, and he will take care of them. Like psalmist, we know Psalm 23, when you read, psalmist is saying how God is my shepherd and how God takes care of him. Please read Psalm 23, verse 1 to 5.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
See, so this was just like a prayer of David, and he's singing, this is what God is going to do. And he, if you read in his life, he was running for his life, he had so much problem, but God blessed him. So here actually, when the children of God, the Israeli people, when go to heaven, And they go before the throne of God, and there is a temple, and then they will be worshiping God day and night in that temple. Temple represents the Old Testament people. And Jesus Christ, being a Lamb of God, now he became the pastor for those people, and he said, I'm going to feed you, and I'm going to take care of you. So here, Jesus Christ comes to temple, take care of these people. When you go to Jerusalem, he takes care of his bride, and he sits there on the throne. So, sounds like a complicated, but it is possible for God. Because right now, with our mind, we cannot understand how the God the Father will be in the temple for 24 hours, day and night. And then we read in the Revelation chapter 21, we will be there in the Jerusalem and worshiping God then, the kings and priests with God forever. So, but it is possible, and the temple is not going to disappear. Jerusalem is not going to disappear, but we means church, has many parts to do in the ministry. And so, as the God gives us revelation, understanding, and then we will know when we are in this world, we should be working towards our, what you call, crowns, towards our positions, because each and every person is not going to get the same thing. Everyone is going to get different reward and different award according to their work they did. Thief on the cross and St. John, who wrote the Revelation, or the Paul wrote several books in the Bible, do you think that thief on the cross is going to sit beside these apostles? No, because he has not that qualification. If you want to be a king in the Old Testament, or if you want to be a priest in the Old Testament, you have to be anointed. First of all, they have to be baptized, they have to give new clothes, and they have to be put the anointing oil. The same way in the New Testament, we have to be born again, we have to be baptized, and we have to put on Christ, and we have to anoint by the Holy Spirit. And so, ordinary believers are not going to get the blessings to be priests and to be kings. But each and every believers, including the thief, we have chance to go to heaven. So heaven is not a tiny little place. Everybody will be happy. Nobody is going to fight there. Nobody is going to say, hey, Jesus, I received you on the cross, and now why cannot allow me to sit beside you? Jesus Christ said, you know, if you remember, John and James' mother came to Jesus, and she said, Jesus, I have a request. I want you to let my son, one son sit right hand, and one son sits on her left hand. And his disciples, John and James, also they were talking about, one gospel says, John and James said, and another gospel says his mother says. So I think they said first, and mother came and supported them. But Jesus Christ says, you know, it is not easy to sit my left and right. That is belong to God. God will be in everybody positions. So the point I'm making, we have chance right now to study the word, live a clean and holy life, and look for the best job and best positions in heaven. There are some people say, I don't care if I'll be a gatekeeper in the heaven, because David or some song writers, they said, I'll be happy as a gatekeeper. But God does not call us to be gatekeeper. He said, you will be sitting beside me at the right hand of my throne. That is the promise. Okay, so I'm going to stop here. I'm going to pray, and I'll get the questions if you have them. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for giving us grace. Be with us, sanctify us, and use us more and more for thy glory. There are so many people dying without God and without Christ, and dying without the knowledge of God, and the people are perish because of the lack of knowledge. So give us grace to study the word, and teach the people the right thing. So many people having many problems. But Lord, as we pray and read the Bible and study the Word, you explain to us very well. So we study and we teach and we prepare the people for your soon coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.